blob painting. Sometimes I like it when my executive functions drop. I can like being overstimulated. Sometimes it's funny and confusing. I can get sound to touch synesthesia. It can tickle me in weird places, like my organs. It's nice to show myself without a mouth when I can't talk, with no eyes when I can't process visual information I'm getting, with no head when I can't catch a thought or remember what's happening, and all the hands when I'm doing so much sensing. I tried to show you my mystical blob body. When I look in the mirror, this is what I think I will see. My beautiful, monstrous form. I'm always surprised when my reflection that I see is a human looking back at me. This is my body dysmorphia's morphic form. When you have been dehumanized, you can choose to reclaim not feeling human as a beautiful identity. That's not always popular with the humanistic far left, but it works for me. I don't want to be othered. I can never be your equal as long as I am the other. No one can ever be anyone's equal. Structural dehumanization can feel like a group with pitchforks is coming for you. Simultaneously, feeling like a monster, I love feeling like an ethical monster, safe to those who love me, like a wolf mother to her puppies, and feeling my metaphorical fur.